Welcome out to Hubs Pub and Grill in Von Terre for the final Cardinal conversation of the year. Good evening. I'm Glenn Johnson for Regional Radio Sports, and Chad Mills joins me, as does Mike Overman, as does Brandon Hubbard here at Hubs Pub and Grill in Von Terre for the Cardinal conversation. Chad Mills is the current Mineral Area College Athletic Director. Mike Overman is the future Mineral Area College Athletic Director. Gentlemen, how are you guys doing this evening?
Great, Glenn. How are you doing this evening?
Doing pretty good. I'll be doing pretty good here when we get some Hubs Pub food in us, which will be here pretty soon. Brandon Hubbard is the owner of Hubs Pub and Grill, along with Scotty Hubbard as well, and he's joined us now as well. How's it going, Brandon?
Going good. How y'all doing?
Good. Tell us about what's coming up in the near future here at Hubs Pub.
We got a new menu out, so we're trying to work the kinks out of that, and everything's going pretty smooth, and I've been pretty busy around here, and I'm trying to get the hang of everything on the new menu.
New menu, describe some of the new items that might be coming to you.
We got some new sandwiches. The Cuban is a pretty popular hit right now, and that helps out a lot.
Kevin Thurman to the rescue with the menu here.
I should know it, but I'm still learning it too. But yeah, we got a lot of new burgers, toppings on there, the Cuban sandwich. New chicken sandwich we have, the Hawaiian chicken, a lot of new different size steaks and stuff like that. So, yeah, come out and check it out. It's a nice menu.
Time out. He's going to talk about new things on the menu, and he's not going to bring up this shrimp poor boy that Roy Henson over here is eating. This thing is unbelievable.
That's a new item as well.
Folks need to leave the house right now and get over here and try this deal, because this is special.
I'm watching Roy do some damage on it. It does look pretty good, and I don't know how you've improved on the menu, because the menu was already fantastic, but you were able to add more items and just have a little bit more flavor in there.
Yeah, just kind of added a little new twist to it, and we're going to keep trying to do one about every year probably, just to keep it fresh and new and move some things around.
Anything, any events coming up over the summer?
Not off the top of my head right now. Any big events like we've had with concerts-wise, sure. We haven't got one scheduled yet. I'm going to probably be talking to Kevin Blackwear soon, and I'm sure we'll do another one here coming up for something.
Daryl Singletary concert went well, I heard.
Yeah, the anniversary party April 30th went well. We had a great turnout. It was probably our biggest one of the year. And hopefully next year for the 10-year, we'll do something even bigger and better, hopefully.
Okay, it's our final Cardinal conversation of the year. We expect and hope and plan to be back for next year, but I'm sure you're excited to see everybody come talk to us here today. It looks like just about every sport at MAC is going to be represented except for golf, and there's a good reason they're not here. So.
Yeah, the golf team's at the national tournament this week and had a big day today. Not so good first day, and then bounced back and was good today.
Well, they finished with the sixth best score of day two, so that moved them from 17th up to 12th place. They're now tied for 12th in the nation at the Division II tournament in Plymouth, Indiana. So that's a very solid day two with a team 301 that they just shot today.
Yeah, that's impressive. I know Scott McCandless shot a 69, and Feaser had a 72. So it was a good bounce back day for Coach Huff and his crew.
Also, Mike Overman is with me, and for those who don't know, he is the next Mineral Area College Athletic Director. And, Mike, I know we've talked to you about this already. We had you on the AM show over the weekend. We had the sports story about it. But you got to be so excited to be kind of stepping into this new role.
Yeah, I definitely am. It's a dream job for me, and I can't wait to get started. Big thanks to everybody at Mineral Area College for giving me this opportunity. It's a great opportunity for me. It allows me to continue to stay involved in athletics, and it's going to be good. So.
Tell me about what you think he's going to bring to the table, Chad.
Well, Mike's a hard worker. You know, he comes in and works and grinds it every day, and he'll do well. He's going to be good with the community, and he's a good person. And you know, he's done a great job with our baseball, and I anticipate that he'll do a good job running the athletic program.
You're going to be bossing these guys around now, huh?
I wouldn't go that far, but no, it's been great, and couldn't learn the job from a better guy. Chad's done an unbelievable job in the 5 years he's been here, and I'm looking forward to continuing on what he's built since he's been here and continuing to move the athletic department forward.
You were telling me that this was something that, you know, as soon as you saw the position came open, you thought, you know, this would be a great fit for me. This is almost a dream job for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I don't have a bad possible thing that I could ever say about MAC. All the people at MAC are just extraordinary people. It's been an awesome place to work for 5 years. And like I said, it was a spot that I definitely wanted to stay. And this allows me a good opportunity to kind of move forward in my career and continue to be at MAC.
And it sounded like you also wanted to continue to do things like these, reach out into the community, maybe even reach even further out in the community thing. That's something that Chad did extremely well when he took over 5 years ago.
Yeah, I think that's an important part of the job. We definitely want the community to be not only supportive, but proud of the athletic department at MAC. So anything I can do to push that forward in the community and continue to get more and more people involved in MAC athletics, the better off we're all going to be. So.
While we're extremely excited to have you on board and continuing to working with you, we will be sad to see Chad Mills go from the MAC athletic family anyway. Well, I guess you'll always be a part of the family, but officially you will no longer be the athletic director, and that'll be effective here pretty soon, I guess.
Well, I appreciate it, Glenn. You know, we appreciate all that you've done for us and allowing us to start this show up and allow our student athletes and coaches to get on here and spread the word of MAC athletics and get our kids more recognition. And you made that possible. We really appreciate it.
Brandon, anything that you needed to get across to our listeners before we took our first break here?
Nah, we just keep come out and try our new menu out. We got some great food. Summer volleyball is coming up right around the corner. Signups are going on now for that. We have a full spring season going right now with 14 teams. And just want to take the time to thank you guys for coming out every week and being a part of all the MAC coaches. It's been really fun over the last, I don't know how many years we've done this here yet, three maybe?
I think this is the fourth year. Yeah, I think so.
And we went one year back at the station, but I think we've done it for three out here. So.
Yeah, I just really enjoy everybody coming in once a month and all the different teams and coaches and players and getting to meet everybody. It's been fun, and we're going to continue to do it. So we're proud supporter of MAC Athletics and going to continue to do so in the future.
And I think I speak for these guys and everybody here when I say thank you for allowing us to do this,
absolutely.
Because you put forth the venue for us to come out here and have a really good time once a month. So
yeah,
we
absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Big thanks to J98 and Hubs Pub.
Yep.
Brandon does a lot for the athletic department at MAC, and his support of MAC athletics is unbelievable.
Including being one of your assistant coaches in baseball.
Yeah, when I can be there.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
hopefully more and more in the future I'll be there. So.
Not that my wife doesn't throw an unbelievable feast together every evening, but coming out to Hubs Pub once a month, I'm for sure to get something special on this deal.
And I like to see Chad's family out here, so the little Brody coming in here, I always like seeing him.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, there is music here again tonight, I believe, right?
Yeah, every Wednesday we have a little traditional country stuff on Wednesdays, and then Thursdays we have our karaoke night with our volleyball, and then acoustic live music every Friday during dinner, 6 to 10. And we do a live band every Saturday, so we always have something going on here.
Come say hi to us, listen to some music, try out the new menu, and have a great time while you're here. And, Brandon, we'll say goodbye to you real quick with Chad. I do want to ask just about the coaches that are going to be here tonight. We talked about how it looks like every single coach is represented. I don't see Tim Copeland here, but we expect he may be here a little bit later on, volleyball coach. But everybody else is here.
Yeah, he was supposed to be here, I think.
Yeah, he had texted me and said he thought he would make it. But everybody else is here. Coach Streggy, we got Roy Henson's here. We got Coach Cuck is here, and Blake Jones. We got Kevin Thurman here. We got Coach Gimmer. So we've got a full crew here to get to talk about their good seasons that we've had, and recruits coming in, and sophomores leaving, and summer camps, and all kinds of fun stuff that I'm sure they'll be ready to talk about.
All right, we're going to rip somebody away from their delicious food, and when we come back, we'll start interviewing coaches. It's the Cardinal Conversation from Hubs Pub and Grill in Bonterre on Kicking Country J98, the Boot.
Hey, Cardinal fans, the weekend of June 3rd, 4th, and 5th, the Cardinals take on the Giants, and it's the kickoff to summer weekend at Busch Stadium, presented by Ritz. Friday night, the replica 2006 World Series Championship Trophy giveaway. Saturday, the Adam Wainwright, Yadier Molina final out dual bobblehead, presented by Central Bank of St. Louis. Sunday, the adult Cardinals pool tote, courtesy of Apple Vacations, and it's a kids' beach towel giveaway. The weekend of June 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Three-run home run, and the Cardinals get their ninth walk-off victory of the season as Moss touches the ball.
Hey fans, this is Brandon Moss. On Sunday, June 5th, we face the San Francisco Giants. That day, 30,000 fans ages 16 and older entering with a ticket will take home the adult Cardinals pool tote presented by Apple Vacations. Also that day, kids 15 and younger receive a Cardinals beach towel. That's Sunday, June 5th. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions. Cardinals baseball. Tradition meets today.
Well, baseball will be the topic of discussion this segment during the Cardinal Conversation on Kicking Country J98 The Boot. By the way, come say hi to us at Hubs Pub and Grill in Bonterre. Blake Jones is with us, the Mineral Area College baseball coach. And back with us is Mike Overman, former assistant baseball coach for the MAC Cardinals. Blake, we'll start with you, though. The baseball team went 30-23, and as disappointing as it ended, it really was a good season. Another 30-win campaign for you guys.
It was a nice year. We played really well down the stretch and then got to the tournament and didn't play so well. So, but overall it was a
was a really nice year for us.
Have you been able to get over the way the season came to an end, the way you rallied in that sub-regional game and then ultimately gave up the rally in the bottom of the inning?
Thanks for bringing that one back, Glenn. I don't know if we'll ever get over that one, man. That was tough. If the game would end up an 8-2 game, you know, it probably wouldn't have stung so bad, but to, you know, come back like we did and then cough it back up made it tough. Definitely made it tough.
No doubt about that. So tell me about let's start with your sophomores moving on. Do you have a know off the top of your head where everybody's going? Or
yeah, I've got a pretty good idea of the list I made up. Actually, the incoming guys we've got coming in, but I've got Josh Haggerty. It's going to SEMO. Okay. Had a really nice year for us. I think he ended up driving in 45 runs and was a really productive player for us. Jeremy Reddick and Tim Fox, which Tim missed the last, 10, 12 games, probably maybe more than that, with a hamstring issue. But that both those guys are going to Columbia College. Darren Munns took over there. He's been at William Woods for the last, I think, 12 or 14 years, starting a new program there. So those guys are definitely in good hands with Darren.
Culpa.
Yeah, Tanner Culpa signed with Lindenwood.
See, Blake's got your – or Mike's got your back.
Yeah, I'm glad he does.
Got,
there's so many
Brett
of them.
Brett Mann.
Yeah, Brett Mann is going to MOBAP. I talked to – guy at UAPB today, Arkansas Pine Bluff, they are calling Logan back. So I think that's probably where he's going to end up the way it looked today. So we'll see. We've got a couple guys that are still unsigned, but we have had several guys that have signed as well.
Okay, now I'll let you use your list about the guys you have coming in. I know you have a lot of great local players coming
we
in.
We do. I've got a list, several local guys we've got coming in. Brant Busenbark's going to be first guy. We'll talk about a right-handed arm and infielder from Farmington. We're excited to have Brant over here. Parker Forrest, she's an outfielder from West County. That's going to be a nice piece for us. Runs really well, swings it from the left side. Jaden Weibel, right-handed arm from North County. Brennan White is a right-handed pitcher from Fredericktown. Drew Jaco is an outfielder from Central. And then Hayden Helvey, who's also a Dream Teamer that's coming from AB.
Outfielder from AB. Yeah, absolutely. Summer camp information. You got some summer camps coming out?
Yeah, I've got it all right here, actually. This will actually be Jordan's deal now. But
Jordan Thompson?
Yep. But we're going to have Max baseball summer camp will be July 19th through the 22nd. It'll be a Tuesday through a Friday, $65 per camper. Ages go from 5 to 15, and it'll be 9 o'clock in the morning till noon every day at the Farmington Sports Complex. As far as what to bring, campers, glove, bat, cleats, helmets optional, catcher's gear if they're a catcher, and you can find all the information, camp flyer and all that good stuff on our website at mineralarea.edu under athletics and then baseball. If you scroll down, there's a link to it. Also, any other information or questions about the camp, you can get a hold of me, Mike Overman, in the baseball office. 2224 or mineral or excuse me Mike M Overman at mineralarea.edu. So yeah, it's been a good camp. I think this is the fifth year that I've been here, and I've done it the previous 4 years. It's gone really, really well. I think a couple years we've had between 50 and 70 kids. It's definitely a good opportunity for local youth players to get out and learn the basic fundamentals of baseball and get a chance to talk and be coached by MAC coaches and players. So it'll be a good event again this year.
And all that info on the website?
Yeah, all on the website at mineralarea.edu and under baseball.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Blake, tell me your thoughts on your buddy here becoming the athletic director at Mineral Area College. I'm sure it's bittersweet that you lose a great coach, but kind of cool for your friend.
You know, he's been a big addition to our baseball program. Definitely a guy we didn't want to lose, but I couldn't be more excited for him in the position he's going to. He's going to do great there. It's going to be still get to work beside him every day. He's still going to spend his fair share of time at the baseball field. Definitely disappointed to lose him, but super excited for the opportunity he's got ahead of him.
I wanted to ask you about four former Cardinals that are doing great things. I have four in mind. Let's start with the guys that are at CMU, and that would be Logan Bradley and Brad Coyes. So Coyes sets the home run record at the school, and Bradley sets the RBI record at the school. They make it to Nationals. They won a game at Nationals. Obviously, those two guys were big reasons why. I'm sure that made you proud as their former coach.
Yeah, absolutely. Those guys were big pieces for us. You know, both of them had huge years when they were here. Coyes was only here 1 year, but he had 14 home runs a year. He was here with us.
You guys were, top 10 in the nation in home runs?
We were seventh in the country that year in home runs. Brad was here, and two big pieces, and it's pretty cool to see guys go on after they leave here, go on and have, you know, finish up careers like that. So definitely excited for them, and hopefully their playing days aren't done. We'll find out here in the next few weeks, but You know, it's neat to see guys go on and have careers like that.
One of the best and more versatile players to ever come through Mineral Area baseball is probably Hunter Leeper, and he showed that versatility the other day for Southeast Missouri State. He played all nine positions for the Redhawks in a loss. But I mean, he pitched, he caught, he played everywhere. Did you ever think about doing that with him?
No. He was a short, that's where he stayed. But
he was too good at short.
He was a talented kid, was a really, really good player for us. They tried to do that in a game last year, and they end up not hitting in the bottom half, or not needing to come out for the bottom half of an inning, so it didn't work out. But he did throw one pitch, I think, and gave up a home run the other day. So it was kind of
it was
rough.
A single.
Was it a single?
It was a single, and then came around to score, and then I think that ended up being the tying run.
Okay, I thought the run that he gave up was a dinger.
I think they said too that was only the third time in Division I baseball that that's ever happened, where a player's played all nine positions in the same game. So it's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's pretty cool for him. He's definitely the athletic guy that can do it. So yeah,
Coach Beazer talked a lot too about it after the game, about, you know, that just shows his versatility. And Coach Beazer was a utility guy himself, so I'm sure it was something, you know, neat for him to see too.
It's really cool. Coach Beazer's a local guy too. You know, he's from St. Genevieve, and it's cool to see him having that much success. He won Coach of the Year in the OVC again this year. I think that's the third year now he's gotten that honor. So that's cool, and good for Hunter Leeper. The other guy was Justin Murphy, who was one of your better pitchers, maybe one of your best pitchers since you've been here as the head coach. And he has a chance to get drafted?
Yeah, absolutely. He was closing for SEMO this year, had a really nice year for him, but you're still playing. I don't know if they play today or not. Have you kept up?
I'm not sure if it's today or tomorrow. I was just talking to Mike about that.
I think it starts tomorrow, maybe. I'm not sure.
They'll probably have a bye the first round anyways. But he's been closing for them, and he's had a really, really nice year for him. He's been 90-93 majority of the days he's been out. He's definitely going to have a chance to go in June, and we hope he does. I know he's not a big fan of school. Never has been.
Who
but,
is?
Exactly. But he's done a nice job for him this year, and I hope he gets that opportunity.
Anything else on baseball you wanted to talk about before we move on to another coach?
No, we'll be getting fired up back in mid-August. And
open tryout.
Yeah, we do have an open tryout June 8th. That's at 3 p.m. at our Belfield. Come on out. I know there's going to be a lot of guys there, but we'll definitely be there and hopefully find a diamond in the rough somewhere and be able to add another guy to the squad. But looking forward to a new group of guys coming in. It's definitely going to be a challenge. We lost a lot from last year's class, and we'll see. We'll see what happens next year.
That's at Hal Lowry?
Hal Lowry Field.
They just need to show up?
Show up. Okay. Show up. They're going to have to sign a waiver for them in case something happens, obviously, but hopefully it don't. But we'll be there.
Blake, I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Glenn.
Good talking to you once again. Blake Jones is the Mineral Area College baseball coach. He joins us on the Cardinal Conversation tonight from Hupp's Pub and Grill in Bonterre. When we come back, another coach will step to the plate. Stay with us on the boot.
Did you know that deep underground there's a world that nature has created using water to form deposits of tall stalagmites, dripping stalactites, active flow stones, and many other colorful deposits? Did you know that this magnificent wonder has a name? It's Onondaga Cave in Leesburg, Missouri. You can enjoy camping, cave tours, swimming, fishing, hiking, and picnicking. Onondaga Cave State Park, Highway H in Leesburg. For cave tours, call 573-245-6600 or onondagafriends.org.
Don't miss the Midwest Outlaw Wing Sprint Cars this Saturday night, May 28th at Federated Auto Parts I-55 Raceway in Peabody. What a great night of racing. Midwest Outlaw Wing Sprint Cars plus UMP Dirt Late Models and UMP A Modifieds and B Modifieds all in one night at I-55 this Saturday. Gates open at 5 and the flag flies at 7 p.m. Plus, their special discount pricing of only $20 for adults and kids 12 and under are free. It's this Saturday night, the Midwest Outlaw Wing Sprint Cars and more at Federated Auto Parts Raceway at I-55 in Peabody. Don't miss it.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, we go from one spring sport to another on tonight's Cardinal Conversation from Hubs Pub and Grill in Bonterre. We go from baseball to softball. Mineral Area College softball coach Dave Gimmer joins us now, and MAC Athletic Director Chad Mills is back with us. We'll start with Chad on this because this was a bounce-back season for the MAC softball team. And, Chad, I know you were excited to watch these Lady Cardinals play this year.
Yeah, Coach Gimmer had a great year. I mean, right before I became the AD here, he had won about three region championships and got out to the Nationals. And then
and you were the bad luck charm.
And then I came in here and screwed everything up. But then, boy, he had a great year this year. And I know he's excited about it.
Now let's hear it from the coach. It was your first region championship since 2011, and then you went the distance in the district series. You know, you took Heartland to three games and had a chance in that third game. You were up in the fifth inning, 3-0, I believe, and really was a good season for you guys.
It was. We had 34 wins, and that's the third most in our history. So I really didn't realize that we'd won that many games till you go back and start looking and
start counting them up. Well, yeah, we're
like,
pretty good.
Oh my goodness, yeah, that was. The only other two teams that had more wins were the ones that went to Nationals. So, you know, this team put together a lot of successful games.
It was funny because it seemed like every time that we talked to you throughout the season, you didn't quite feel like your team was playing their best softball, but slowly you were climbing further and further above 500. Do you feel like at some point in the season you ever played your best softball, or did you still feel like there was still some left in the tank there at the end?
I think during regionals we were probably playing about the best that we could. You know, we start off really well down in Mississippi. Shayla Jansen got off to a good start, and Aubrianna Jones was, I think she was just awestruck about pitching to Jeffco and pitching to some of these other D1 schools that hit the ball pretty well. And she kind of hit her stride when we started playing a little more D2 schools, and Shayla kind of went in the tank there for a while. And then towards the end, both of them started pitching better, so...
Shayla ended up tied for the most wins in a season all time at Mineral Area College, right?
Yes, 21 wins and tied Alex Perry's record.
That's fantastic. Where does she rank among the pitchers that have come through, you think?
Well, I would say
you don't have to give an exact rank, but she's got to be up there, right?
Probably number two. I mean, her earned run average was a little higher than Alex's, so, you know, but she, I mean, right behind Alex as far as, you know, just command and just excellent changeup.
Because I know, you know, some coaches, maybe most coaches, don't take as much stock in wins. But with her, she was a pitcher that, you know, I only watched her play the three games, but she had stuff. She had good stuff. She had a great off-speed pitch, and she did a lot for this team.
Yeah, I think she was really heartbroken when I had to take her out against Heartland in that third game. And, you know, after the game, you just, Shayla, you know what? We're here because of you, and nothing to be ashamed of.
Five all-region and five all-conference players, correct?
I think so.
Yeah, and I think you were the coach of the year in the region.
Well, when you win it, you get the coach of the year. So
is it automatic? You just get
it? Yes.
Okay, well, better than not getting it, I guess.
Yeah.
The alternative isn't as shiny. So tell us about, you know, do you know off the top of your head any locations players, sophomores are going to maybe continue their careers?
Emily Robinson is going to Missouri Baptist. Mallory Pappard and Alex Adams are going to Harris Stowe. I think Shayla, I don't know if she's signed or not, but I believe she's going to Williams Baptist. And Courtney Zweifel just called me today and said she's going to sign with Hannibal LaGrange. I know that Michaela Martin and Courtney Ralston are still contemplating where they want to go.
Okay. And how about new recruits coming in?
Well, we've got a couple local girls, Sydney Parker and Maddie Binker from North County. A couple that are semi-local, Carly Meese from DeSoto. She'll get to
a school you're very familiar
go
with.
Go from Matt to me. So and Haley King from Hillsboro. Allie Law from Neelyville. So those are most of the locals. I got that Kaylin Bradley's going to bring a few of her friends down from the Rock Island area.
Okay. And does it shape up to be another, is it a Region 16 championship, a back-to-back Region 16 championship type of team that's shaping up here, Coach?
You know, you look at Aubrianna Jones and you think, you know, can she take that step forward? And I look at Heartland and, you know, the number of home runs that they hit, and she pretty well held them in check the game that she pitched in Game 2, the game that we won. So, you know, if she progresses and comes out like a sophomore should, then I think we're going to be right there. And we got a couple other pitchers that, you know, Kaylin Bradley probably has the best stuff of any pitcher we have. So, you know, we told her that you better be ready next year, would take Shayla's spot, or let Jones move up to Shayla's spot and you take Jones's spot for next year. And then a couple freshman pitchers. So you know, they progress, we'll be pretty good.
Do you have any big summer plans, summer camps, anything like that you want to tell us about?
We do have a camp June 13th to the 16th at 9 o'clock in the morning down at Farmington at the softball field. So, you know, we'll be down there and we'll have the gym and the batting cages if necessary if it rains.
Any final thoughts on your MAC softball season, getting back to the Region 16 championship, winning it for the first time since 2011?
Well, you know, it's just like it can just rip your heart out when you think that we probably went 20 and two-thirds innings and held one of the better hitting teams in check, but 8 runs in one-third of an inning. Just can kind of just rip your heart out, and you think, oh, we were just sitting right there. But it was nice for our sophomores because they were the number one seed last year and just didn't produce in the region. And, you know, it's a shame that you play well throughout the whole year and then you get down to the end and 2 games and you're done. So
you weren't the only team that team hit home runs against. They had 5 in that one inning that ultimately did you in, and I think if I remember right, it was 8 in the series, maybe 10 in the series, something like that. But they were hitting home runs against everybody. They were top 10 in the nation.
Right.
And doing that. So ran into kind of a buzzsaw there, but played very well against them all 3 games, really, I thought.
Yeah, it was right there for the taking, and, you know, they proved they could hit the ball.
We appreciate it. Congrats on a fine season, Coach.
All righty. Well, thank you.
Have a good summer. Dave Gimmer, the Mineral Area College softball coach. It's the Cardinal Conversation on Kicking Country J98, the Boot tonight. Come say hi to us at Hubs Pub and Grill in Bonterre. I'm sure you haven't eaten supper yet, so this will be a good place to do so. And check out the music and the entertainment while you're here as well. When we come back, another coach will join us. Stay tuned on J98.
I'm Hank Henderson, and it's time for you to trade up. During the trade-up sale, bring us a vehicle trade and use it as your down payment today. And whether you have a trade or not, we have $199 down payments on select vehicles. Stop by and see us or go to our website to start your approval today. Come check us out and see where we continue to earn the repeat business of so many customers. America's Car Mart. Drive easy.
With approved credit, see dealer for details. Example, $199 down, 110 weekly payments of $10.75 per $1,000 financed at 15% APR.
Get the quality without paying those franchise fees. Cole's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington wants you to know that LS Tractors deliver the name brand quality, value, and performance you already know. LS, the major brand dealer, offers more standard features than the others. 5-year warranty, Mitsubishi engine, R4 industrial tires, quick attach loader and bucket, plus the skid steer, quick attach, dual hydraulic remotes, and more. Great financing? They have it. Stop by Cole's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington. Call 756-4353.
Welcome back. Kicking Country J98 the Boot. We're rolling through the coaches now, and now we're joined by a pair of basketball coaches. Mineral Area Assistant Women's Coach Todd Cuck is with us, as is Mineral Area College Men's Basketball Coach Luke Streggy, and Mike Overman is back with us as well. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
There's that awkward greeting out of the way. Now let's get on to the meat and potatoes here. 12 losses combined between the basketball teams this year. That's outstanding. The men's team 25-6, the women's team 23-6, undefeated in conference for the women's team, and your dad, Coach Gary Cuck, region and conference coach of the year. So we'll start with the women's basketball program. A lot of firsts as well. First time a MAC women's basketball player has been named a first team All-American. The first time you've had a player of the week nationally, and you were able to do it, what, 3 times? Janika did it twice, and
yes.
Haley Winter did it once.
Yes.
What a run.
Yeah, we did have a nice run, and you know, when you do say 12 losses combined between the two programs, it's quite a compliment, and you get a lot of hugs and a lot of pat on the shoulder. But probably like Coach Strenge, you remember that last loss, and sometimes you feel like maybe as a coach you shortchange the kids because the kids gave you everything they had. Other times you look back and you're like, boy, I could have. You know, she could have done this or whatever, but, you know, it was a great season, a great run. You know, probably one of the more favorite teams that we've had at Mineral Area, if not the most favorite, because they gelled, they got along, they understood roles and pecking order, and if they bickered off the floor, it wasn't brought onto the floor so much. So it was a great group of gals to coach.
More on the women's team here in just a moment, but now the men's team. Coach Streggy, it was your first season. You go 25-6. You had your team ranked as high as 13th nationally, or did you get in the top 10? I can't remember
now. We were ninth for about 4 weeks.
Yeah, ninth nationally
was
the highest.
Thanks for following,
Uncle. Yeah, no problem. It's been a while. I lose my memory sometimes. It's okay. But it's your first year. You've had the chance now to think about it, reflect on it a little bit more since the last time we talked officially on the radio anyway. So give us your thoughts.
It was a fun year. We had a good group of kids that just bought in, and just listening to Coach talk about his team, like that's how teams win, is they accept roles and they're unselfish. And we had a group of sophomores that put the team above themselves. And being new to junior college, I didn't know how that would go with sophomores, because really they're playing for their next spot at times. We had five sophomores this year that didn't care. They just wanted to win. They put the team above themselves, and I saw that in the women's program as well. It was a fun year, and we're excited for year number two.
Montel Goodwin, All-American this year.
Yeah.
Congratulations to him. You were the conference coach of the year, and the men's team won the Sportsmanship Award in the MCCAC, which is, you know, that's a great honor for a variety of reasons. But as a head coach, how much pride do you take in an honor like that?
I'd lie to you if I said a lot.
I kind of thought you might say that.
I'm not even sure why we won. It's nice to be honored, I guess, by your peers and the other coaches. I think we have respectful kids. I think after a game is over, for the most part, we handled that well. So maybe that's why it was. But I'm not sure what that award means. So we were...
It means you were a good sportsman, I believe.
Cool. That's awesome. I'd rather win the region and have somebody else get that. But
it's a little consolation, right? Let's talk about the three that I know of. You might have more sophomores that signed. Montel, Eastern Illinois, correct?
Yes.
And then Kellyon Williams to
Central Methodist. Daniel Norrell's going to Nebraska Omaha. Joshua Trent is going to Nebraska Kearney.
Okay.
Elliot Sentence will sign somewhere, but he's still his eligibility has not been certified by the NCAA yet. They're still having issues with him on whether he's going to be eligible to play or not, Division I, Division II, or what, because of his gap in enrollment from when he graduated high school in 2010. In England, they graduate when they're 16 years old. So there's this four-year stretch after he graduated high school where he couldn't come to the States because he was too young. And when he did come at 20, now the NCAA is worried about that four-year gap, and they need all this information and have to get all this stuff from coaches and people in England, and that's just taking a long time. He has Division I schools, Division II schools, NAIA schools, basically just sitting and waiting to see where he's going to be able to play. And then the second that we get an answer, he'll be able to make a decision.
Good luck to him. Back to Coach Cuck now. Let's talk about your sophomores that have moved on as well. You had quite a few.
Okay. Yeah, we had Janika Mason. She signed at University of Tennessee Martin. She actually did that early.
Yep.
We have two that haven't signed, and I'm drawing a blank. Nika Dembroska is back home, kind of waiting for something to do, let me think. Who else do we have as sophomore?
We had the two girls that are going to Christian Brothers, which would be Kinsey and Rafaela.
Rafaela, and Mackenzie Jones. And Mackenzie left after her freshman year. Then we have Courtney Keacock going to University of Texas San Antonio after her freshman year. And so those are both good fits for freshmen that have left the program. Who am I missing?
I think that we might have touched on them all there.
Did we? Okay. Yeah. Oh, Josie Long is actually going to just pursue education at Southeast Missouri State. And has plans of getting married and stuff like that. So at least we get to mention Josie. She's a hard worker, and she'll be a success, just going to school.
Now's our chance to talk about new players coming in. Coach Cuck, we'll start with you.
All right. This is where I've got my list.
Everybody's got a list.
Yeah.
Do you have your list, Coach Struggy?
It's all up here.
Okay.
He's good at
that. He retains that information, unlike me, apparently.
I'm just going to make it up.
Yeah, and see, he does a lot of his recruiting. I don't do as much as that. But we have Kia Perry from Jonesboro High School in Arkansas. Kia has had some Division I offers and things like that. So we think she'll be pretty good. She's actually cousins. Either first cousins or second cousins with Alexia Perry that was a freshman for us this past year. So we'll have her next year. We have Taylor Howard, who is transferring in from Iowa Western, and she just got released from Iowa Western, so she'll be here next year. We have Josie Carswell, who also is going to transfer from Weatherford, Texas. She was a shooting guard for them and is actually from the Weatherford area. So she'll be leaving home. So we'll have to just see how that fit works. But she'll be coming in as a sophomore. Olivia Casey from Park Hill Central, you know, local, and Allie Golden from Potosi, right from the area. Also from not too far down the road is Shelby Moon from Neelyville and Mackenzie Smith from Greenville. We have Olivia White, who is a big kid. She's probably 6'3", 6'4", from Houston County, Tennessee, and just a good athlete. And we think she'll come in and help right away. And then we have Dominika Shiraka, I believe is how it's said, coming in from Russia.
Can't wait to pronounce that one next year. You always pick me some good names to pronounce.
I like that.
Well, that's why I said I think that's how it goes, because that's how it's spelt, and there's not a lot of twist to it. So
that's why Nika was Nika and Rafaela was Rafaela.
That's right.
For me, anyway. It sounds like a pretty good mix of local and not-so-local talent, and I know you're pretty excited about the Olivia White girl.
Yeah, we are, and you know, with the sophomores that we have coming back, I think the couple of transfers we're going to get are going to help keep the maturity level up there and keep a balance between freshman and sophomore, which always helps. You know, sometimes it's tough to put a group of, you know, all freshmen or a lot of freshmen together without some good leadership. But, you know, it's junior college. You just have to see how it goes in August.
Coach Streggy, I'm hearing good things about your recruiting class so far.
Good. We'll see when they get here.
Yeah. Well, tell me a little bit about them.
Sure. We've got two freshmen so far, so we're not done. We're getting close. But we've got a kid, Jason Dregs, out of St. Louis, a 6'9 kid who can really, really play. Very, very good player. We got a freshman out of Minnesota whose high school coach is Chris Carr, who played here in the area and was a tremendous player.
Yeah, AV.
Yeah. Chris called us early in the year and told us about Amara Miller, their guard, who is a really dynamic, fast, athletic, really good player who had to go to junior college, and he wanted to get him down here to Middle Area, so Chris ended up helping us with them. We've got three sophomores coming in. Sean Roundtree was at Missouri State, played about 19 minutes as a freshman at Missouri State, and then last year tore his hamstring. He's going to leave there, come here for 1 year, and then go back somewhere. He's a very good player, great kid, great student. He's almost graduated from junior college after 2 years, and there's barely anything we can put him in. He's a great kid. And then we got two junior college transfers. Zach Cuthbertson is out of North Carolina. He was the freshman of the year in the Illinois Conference with Swick and John Logan and all that stuff. 6'6 kid out of North Carolina that can really, really play. Great athlete, good motor. And then another kid named Devin Thomas out of that conference as well. Devin scored 15 points a game, 8 rebounds a game in that conference. And I spoke with a couple coaches who thought that as a freshman, he was the best big man in that league as a freshman. Both those kids are close. They wanted to come together, so they are coming here next year. So, you know, with our returners, we're looking at 8, 9, 10 sophomores maybe next year, possibly all 10 Division I basketball players. The hard part for us will be, like Coach was talking about earlier, is getting those kids to buy in and the chemistry and the understanding of roles. When you have that many sophomores, that's going to be new for us because we only had 5 this year. It was easy at times to just put those 5 sophomores on the floor or put those 5 sophomores in leadership roles because we had so many freshmen. Next year is going to be the opposite, and talent-wise, I think we will be very, very talented, but it will be the other things with this group that they'll have to figure out.
Remind me about the freshman that you will have coming back.
Yeah, Jabril Diallo will be back, had a great offseason. Mark Laros from the Netherlands improved more than anybody that we had. By the end of spring, he was playing unbelievable. He just passed the first level of qualifying to be on the national team for his country back in the Netherlands. So he's back home. They're down to 24 players in the whole country. He's one of 24, and they'll cut down to 12 for the European Championships here in July. Darius Thompson from Memphis, who played a lot at the guard spot for us, will be back. Giovanni Harrell will be back. And then Lamar Morgan, I can't forget him. I mean, Lamar is going to be really, really good next year. He played a great spring for us and just shoots the basketball so well, which is something that we value. So those 5 guys are back, and then we add those 5 new guys, and we still need 1 or 2. And with it being my first year, I've just been told to sit on those 1 or 2. You'll get a lot of your good players in July or August. And so I'm trying to slow down. I want to be done so that I can just be done.
because that, in my previous 16 years, that's what you did. You tried to hurry up and be done and get it done. But we'll probably sit on those one or two and see what comes along and see what we can get.
That chuckle there was Todd and I were actually just talking about that before the show started today.
Yeah, so you guys are done.
You can look right here. You wait for one or two.
Yeah.
As you know, they drop and don't make it in summer school, and they're there.
You know, my internal whatever is telling me finish up.
Yeah.
So our schedule is
so somebody else doesn't get them.
Right. So you got to hurry and get them. But now we put this pass team together in 5 weeks at the end of June and July. So I know that there are good players.
Job.
Well, there's good players then, and there were good players that we passed on at that point too. So I know they're out there, but I'm just fighting the urge to just be done. Just take those kids.
And I didn't mention Alex Mills because for some reason in my head she was coming back.
Missouri Valley.
Yeah. I apologize to Alex if she's listening.
Let's talk about the freshman coming back for you. Most notably, I would guess Haley Winter coming back for next year.
Yeah, Haley is was all region, so she should end up being a preseason All-American selection. Just outstanding ability to read the game and can play both the point and the two. Laura Dick, who played a fair amount of minutes after the season got going, she was injured early, so she kind of came along slowly, but as she got smoother and smoother, she got better and better. And then Hannah Tallin played in spots and does a good job with the little things, and once she keeps the ball up on her shot and just develops a move or two, I think she'll be really, really good, and you know, we'll have to see how she develops. Actually, all of them develop over the summer. When they're not really in your face a couple days a week during the summer, it's tough to know what's going to happen. And then Alexia Perry is coming back also, and she plays, and she's tough to stop. If she catches the ball, she's got to work on her endurance. And so, you know, if she gets some endurance built up over the summer, she'll be all right.
Isn't that such a big deal at this level, the summer, because they're out of your hands? We're like, individual, we could work those kids out all summer, so you knew how they were progressing. There were no question marks when you got to the fall. You knew exactly where those kids are. At this level, in the fall, there might be kids that surprise you, or there's kids that come back that aren't as developed as you thought.
Yeah.
But it's so important that summer, but yet they're out of our hands.
Yeah,
we don't really
it always seems to go both ways. You have some that surprise and some that disappoint. So
Let's move on to summer plans. I do not believe you have a camp coming up this summer, but you will have open gym.
Yes, we will have open gym either starting this Wednesday night or next Wednesday night and or the following Wednesday, and I think it'll start next Wednesday night. If you want to leave a message at the basketball office or get a hold of my dad, Briley, or myself, I can let you know that in the next day or so. I actually text Briley and my dad. I can open it up next Wednesday if they have no objection. And I know Briley's in and out of town either this week or next week, and dad's out of town for a couple weeks. So, but I'm available to come on down. So if they can get the head count, I'll open it up.
Coach Dreggy, I know you do have a camp coming up this summer. This will be your first one as the MAC basketball coach. Tell us a little bit about it.
We're going to do two clinics, one June 11th and June 18th. They're just three-hour clinics. The first one, we're just working on guard skill type stuff. Second one, we're just going to focus on shooting and dribbling. They're just three-hour clinics, and what they're designed for is just to work with a player for about 3 hours, but also give them some ideas and some things to work on in the summer to help them develop on their home so they can take some drills home. And then we're going to do a full week camp starting July 20th through 24th, and we've got about 20 spots left per age group in that camp, and it's just excited to get them back on the floor and coach anyone. If they're 4 years old or 40, that's what I do. And it's been too long because at this level, after the season gets done and then they close the gym on us and you've got the summer and all stuff, you don't get to coach your guys, and I'm excited to coach anybody again.
I had the flyer to that emailed to me today, but I believe you can probably find that on the MAC website.
Yeah, you're not coming to camp, are you?
No, you wouldn't be able to coach me.
Okay, good. Yeah, it's on the camp. It's on the website, but also you can give me a call, 573-518-2229. Just leave me an email address, and I'll send it out to you right away. We take up to 50 per group. And it's just it's a teaching camp. It's a high-level camp. We want them to learn things in that week that they can then take from that camp and help them in the winter when they go back to their season.
Mike Overman, you're coming into a great basketball situation as the athletic director. Like I said, 12 combined losses between these two teams last year. That's got to be something that excites you.
Yeah, absolutely. Both the men and the women's basketball staffs do an unbelievable job. Both staffs are great on the floor in terms of teaching and also bringing quality student athletes. You don't have to worry about their student athletes causing trouble off the floor. Do a great job in the classroom. So, yeah, definitely a very good situation with the basketball programs right now.
Coach Cut, Coach Streggy, anything else you want to add? Any more smart aleck remarks you want to make, Coach Streggy?
No. I can tell a small story to Mike here. The last four-year men's program I was at, it was New Mexico State, and the basketball team was on such a roll. It was a men's program. The basketball team was on such a roll. If the athletic director wanted to talk to the head basketball coach, he came to the head basketball coach's office. He didn't summons the head coach to come in. So I don't know. And then whenever we needed more money in our budget, the head basketball coach just went to the athletic director and said, hey, put some money in the budget right now. And that was that.
Cool.
And as much as things are great, and to work with the women's staff is as good of a situation as we have. They are on their side. They don't get involved in our stuff. And coach has been here forever, so like we just give him his stuff, stay out of his way. But I do want to make sure that we thank Chad before we get off there as well.
Oh yeah.
Especially for the basketball side, we are losing our bridge to Coach Sechrest and Coach Gray, and for us as basketball, that's a huge deal. He was around and has been here for so long as a basketball coach and saw Coach Seek, was at those games, was in the stands, played for Coach Gray, coached with Coach Gray. We're losing that. I want to make sure, you know, publicly that we thank Chad for what he's done for our programs. And it's a big loss on the basketball side of things, but, you know, we're gonna pick it up and get it done with the help of, you know,
You're right about that, Coach. You're right about that, and I'd like to thank Chad also. And now you made me real scared that there's a baseball guy in there.
Uh-oh.
It'll work. It'll work out great.
Coach Reggie, I will say I do appreciate how you have made sure and to keep that connection, and you make that a big deal, you know, looking back with Coach Gray.
It's important. It's one of the best things that we have going here. And we're losing it, but that history is important, and we teach that. There is a culture of success in basketball here, and all you have to do is walk into that gym and look at the women's basketball banners and the men's basketball banners and look at the names. One of the things that I love about those banners is that Coach Sechrest's name is never on there and Coach Gray's name are never on there, because it wasn't about them, it was about those players. And that's what we're trying to stress here too. We want to win here because that's what they do here. This is the best junior college basketball programs, men and women, in the country, and we're going to continue to operate that way and win at a high level.
Can't wait for another basketball season. Have a good summer, guys.
Thank you.
Todd Cuck, Luke Streggy here on the Cardinal Conversation, J98 The Boot. We have one, maybe two more segments left. We got a couple more coaches left to talk to. Stick with us, and we'll be right back right after this on J98.
Check out the Big Deals online store on MIMOinfo.com for your chance to win a $100 shopping spree. The fun in the sun, summer shopping sweepstakes is going on now until September 30th, 2016. We'll pick a winner on the last day of the month from May through September. The winner can choose certificates from area businesses, including restaurants, furniture, delivery service, health and fitness, and more. No purchase is necessary. Just visit MIMOinfo.com's Big Deals online store for your chance to win.
The Crown Motors PRCA Rodeo, Friday and Saturday, May 27th and 28th at 7:30 p.m. nightly at the St. Francis County Fairgrounds. Professional cowboys and cowgirls compete for nearly $8,000 in added money in bareback riding, saddle bronc, calf roping, steer wrestling, team roping, cowgirl bale racing, and bull riding. Don't miss the Trixie Chicks Trick Riders, grease paint bullfighting, Scooter the Barrel Man, and Relay the Cancer Awareness Clown. Tickets at the gates, kids 5 and under, are free. Don't miss the Crown Motors PRCA Rodeo, May 27th and 28th.
The Cardinal Conversation returns on Kickin' Country, J98 The Boot. This is our May edition and our final edition until August. So we'll be sad to see Chad Mills go, the current Mineral Area College Athletic Director. Back with me now is Mike Overman. He is the future Mineral Area College Athletic Director. And also joining him, Tim Copeland, the Mineral Area College Volleyball Coach. Coach, how are you?
Good. How are you, Scott?
Doing good. Let's first talk about your season. It seems like it's been so long ago, but we've been recapping seasons, so why not do it with the volleyball team? 26-10, and it really was a good year. Didn't do at the end what you wanted to do, but it was a fine season.
Yeah, we had quite a few injuries, too, their last 3 weeks of our season. Had four girls sitting out, four starters there toward about 2 weeks before season started, and really got them back, but really didn't have them 100%. So kind of made it a little tough there at the end to get everything back in the position you wanted to be for regionals, and just didn't work out too good.
Those wondering about baseball scores today, Scott City beat Clearwater 3-0, Bell City over Bismarck 3-0 in the playoffs, Class 1 and Class 3. Back to Tim Copeland now. We've talked to you already about sophomores moving on, so if you don't know off the top of your head, can't remember, that's okay, but can think you could get through it?
Yeah. Michaela is going to Maryville University, and
Michaela Campbell,
yep, from Windsor. Let's see. Amira is not going to go on play. She's going to go dental hygienist. Hmm. And Mackenzie Wiffler is going to go to SEMO. She's not going to play.
Man, those are two really good volleyball players. Yeah, I'm a little surprised about that.
Well, I think they just kind of were done. They played their 2 years, and they were, pretty much done. So, and then I have another one going to Missouri Valley. Lost track who that was. She's not gonna play either. Mariah Kitchell from Springfield area. So she's going to Missouri Valley. She's gonna play with Hannah Glassetter's up there now, so mm-hmm. she'll be playing with her. So those two are moving on to play, and the other two or three are going on just to go to school. So they're all done done pretty much recruiting and looking for getting ready to start this year.
So the team's pretty well set then?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Tell me about it.
Got some pretty good girls, I think. Some players that – a little variety, a little bit around. I got a young lady from East St. Louis, Latiana. She's a kid that's going to come in. She's a little over 6 foot, 6'1". East St. Louis hasn't had a high school volleyball for a couple of years. Their strike and stuff like that over there. So she was kind of a diamond in the rough. A little bit found for me, and it's one of those deals where she's going to really come in, I think, and make a big – I think she's going to take a mirror spot. She's about that size and that kind of a player. Another girl, Kaylee Bracken from DeBerg, very touted. She was had Division I offer and actually had committed, and then they kind of backed out on her a little bit, and then she was late looking for a place. But she's an outside kid that's really going to come in and play, I think, a good high level for us. Chelsea, I got a girl from Woodland High School, Chelsea Curitan. She's a defensive kid. And then Emily Eaton from North County, obviously, is coming in and looking forward to having her in. She's a good kid and works hard. I got two young ladies from Cape Notre Dame, Samantha and Abby McAllister. Both of them are good players from down there, so bringing that in too. And then I have a young lady from Kickapoo High School out towards Springfield, Jane Kickham, all around outside. Back row, front row kind of player. So I've got 10 new ones that's coming in this year. So new group, but also I think a little different energy, a little different atmosphere of how they want to play and how they play together.
Could possibly make for a slow start, but as we always know, it's not how you start, it's how you finish.
That's correct, because we was pretty decent last year at the beginning, and toward the end we got injured and didn't really get back on the right track. So,
and I believe the year before that you had a rough start and a great finish.
Yeah, right? It was 0-4 the year before that, and then finished up, I think 21 out of the last 23 games winning. So just kind of depends on how they get along and how the injuries are, and then toward the end of the season.
Now, a big domino in your region has fallen for this year. West Plains is not eligible to compete in postseason play.
Correct.
There's only three teams in the region. It's a very good three-team region, Mac, Jeffco, and West Plains. But because West Plains cannot win the region, it's down to you and Jefferson College. So does that change expectations a little bit?
Well, I'm going into the season with the players that we talked about, along with returners. It's I personally believe that we can go back to the national tournament. Now, obviously, Jefferson, I'm sure, thinks the same way, and they've always have a good recruiting class and come in and play hard, just like last year. But I feel like that this is an opportunity not only for us and them, but it's a situation where I feel really good about this team coming in, and it's one of those deals where obviously they got to come in shape and ready to go, and they got to work together. Some of that last year was a little bit of off the court. Sometimes they don't get along as good as they should, and not leave or let the little stuff go away and not worry about it, because it's not that big a deal. So hopefully day one this year we're going to set a little different tone and make sure they understand it's about team and not about, you know, I or me, and make them, you know, hopefully get along better and be ready to go at the end of the season.
Would you have felt the same way if West Plains was eligible for postseason play? Would you have had the same answer there?
Well, actually, I don't know everybody they've recruited. There's a couple of kids that I tried to get that they got. I know they're pretty good, and I do feel pretty good about this team. And obviously it's too early to do too much bragging or anything else or talking too much of it, because you got to get them in there and they got to be ready to go. But I feel pretty good about with Chelsea and myself working with them and kind of being a little more prepared this year than last year with everything going on. I think we're in pretty good shape.
Tell me about the summer, what you have coming up.
Well, this summer we've got camps going on June 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. We have our individual camps Monday through Thursday, 4th grade all the way through high school. Starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. Every 2 hours is a new age group coming in. And then June the 10th is a setter hitters camp. I think it's for 7th, 8th, and 9th grade. And that's all day. And then we have July 9th is a team camp where you just bring your team in, you get to play all day against each other, and that works, you know, for one day kind of camp. And then we start our leagues and stuff on Monday and Tuesday nights, June 6th also. We got 42 teams in, I think, this year, local teams and stuff, so from Potosi to Clearwater High School to Farmington, North County, everything around here too. So we're really excited about that. Every year we've been doing that. It's growing every year, and it's really a good good way for us to watch talent, and then also, you know, fundraise and help for spring season and Florida trips, stuff like that. So it works out pretty good. And then one thing we're doing this year that we haven't done is we're going to do individual lessons, like private lessons kind of thing. Those start in June on Sundays. It's going to be like a 6-week program, starting in the afternoon from like 12 to 5, and they'll have hour sessions. So if a couple of young ladies whatever want to work out from 1 to 2, then they'll have a 1 hour where the coaches will be with them one-on-one kind of thing.
Who is giving those lessons? Is it players?
It'll be me.
You, okay.
Me and Chelsea may be involved with some of it, depending on how many, you know, what her schedule's like, but that's pretty much what I'm doing on those.
Coach Copeland and Coach Pulley definitely stay extremely busy in the summer with all their camp stuff, and it's interesting because they definitely have to really hit the ground running once the fall semester starts, because you guys start up first games, what?
August 22nd, 23rd, yeah. That weekend. So it's,
you guys are definitely busy this time of year.
We move in August 3rd, and 3 weeks later, we're already playing in 4 games in the weekend, so we're rolling pretty good. So it's, like you said, as soon as they move in on 3rd, next day we're rolling, and less than 3 weeks later, we're playing for real. So it's getting everybody together and holding hands and making sure they get along is really quick and has to happen fast. And I always say, if I had where my season started in the spring, like you guys did in baseball, you can kind of get past all the, you know, let them fight it out a couple of times and ready to play 6 months later. But it's about 6 days after they get here, they got to start figuring it out.
It does always seem like volleyball has that concern over any other sport. It's probably a concern with every sport, but especially volleyball. Is it because you're the first sport out of the gate? Is that the biggest reason why?
Literally, they move in and never met each other before, and the next day they're practicing and playing together, and sometimes you get along and sometimes you don't, and you can't get away from each other because you go back after practice and live together and have to figure out who's going to take the trash out, who's not, you know, who's doing their job. It's a tough situation while you're playing, while school is going, while you're traveling. It's just a little more difficult.
And it's a sport that kind of relies on teamwork.
So you can't just be an individual and win. You got 6 other people on the other side. So if you're a pitcher and throw 100 mile an hour, you probably do pretty good without anybody else. But
we still have tee approach to get to tonight. Is there anything else you wanted to add, though, Coach Copeland?
No,
anything we didn't touch on?
I appreciate everything you guys do, and I appreciate the support we have from community and the kids that come out at camps and stuff like that. We look forward to it every year, and it's a really good deal for us and helps us out in a lot of ways, and just look forward to this year.
I appreciate your time. Good luck in the fall, and have a good summer, okay?
We'll see you soon.
Tim Copeland joining us on the Cardinal Conversation tonight from Host Pub and Grill in Bonterre. We will do one more short segment when we come back. Tia Probst, the cheerleading coach, will join us. It is the Cardinal Conversation for the final time of the school year on J98.
Big Steve's on the line from Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. And Steve, as the weather warms up, so does the summer fun at Midwest Sports Center.
That's right. We got it all here at the store. We got motorcycles, side-by-sides, four-wheelers, even personal watercraft. You name it, we're the place to be.
Need to stop by and check these out, don't you?
Come on down.
Where are you located at?
124 Walker Drive, Farmington, Missouri.
All right, that's Big Steve with Midwest Sports Center right off Highway 67 in Farmington.
One more segment of the Cardinal Conversation tonight from Hubs Pub and Grill in Bonterre. And although we will be leaving here in just a few minutes, there's still plenty of time to come out and enjoy this great atmosphere. There's a party going on in the next room right now. I'm telling you, they've got the music blaring. We're kind of stuck in the back, but it's a great atmosphere in the back as well. A little bit cooler back here. And good if you just want to kind of get away from the loud noise and enjoy the quiet back in the back room. Tia Probst is with me now. She is the cheerleading coach at Mineral Area College. How many years is this now, Tia?
This is my third.
Okay. And do you have a big plans coming up for your, I guess this next season will be your fourth? Is that right?
Going on my third.
You're going on your third?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the big plans for year number three?
We've actually been talking about going to nationals this year. It's not a for sure thing, but we've definitely been looking into it. We would be going to Florida in January and competing against schools all around the United States.
Is there a requirement to go to nationals, or is it something where if you feel like you're ready, you just go?
No, you have to send in videos, and they have to approve you, make sure that you're on the level that what you need to be. And I've talked to many different coaches and had them look at the new team, and everyone thinks that we should be ready for nationals.
That's awesome. That's
yes,
going to be a great
very feeling.
Tell me about the team that you've put together.
I have almost all local student cheerleaders this year, even more than last year. I think I only have two or three that aren't from here, and we have 24 all together. So everyone's from Central, Farmington, West County, Central, all right here local.
Do you have a lot of sophomores to kind of fall back on for experienced leadership and that kind of thing?
I have several that I got to keep from last year.
Okay, that's awesome. And then the freshman group you have coming in, is it you pretty excited about that group?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Tell me about your summer plans.
This year we are actually going to different schools and putting on camps there with their team that they already have, middle school and high school. We've talked to a couple already. We already have planned, but we're looking for a couple more. We're also thinking about having a summer camp in July for some of those girls that maybe aren't on a team and that just want to learn a little bit more about cheerleading, stunting, tumbling, that kind of thing.
Has the interest grown since you've taken over, do you feel like, in cheerleading, especially at Mineral Area College?
Definitely, yes.
And that's probably something you worked hard at achieving.
Especially my main goal was to try to get as many local students as possible because I know a lot of local ones are going to MAC, and I feel like it's important for them to keep going because some of them don't want to cheer once they go to a university, and some of these girls are getting to follow their dreams a little bit longer.
Is this a scholarship situation? How does this work?
Each cheerleader gets a scholarship. They all get a certain amount, and then if you can tumble or if you've been on the squad a little bit longer than the others, different things like that, you get a little bit more.
Okay, that's awesome. Anything else to you before we sign it off here tonight?
Not that I can think of.
Okay, well, good luck this summer, and
Thank
we
you.
Can't wait to see what the cheerleading team has to offer this fall, okay?
Thank you.
Tia Probst, the Mineral Area College cheerleading coach. One final thought from Mike Overman, the new athletic director at Mineral Area College. We've gotten to hear from all of the coaches. Again, the MAC golf team could not be here tonight because they are competing at Nationals in Indiana. They were tied for 12th place after round number two with a great second day. But just give us your final thoughts of tonight and going into your first year as MAC athletic director next season.
Excuse me. I definitely know that it's going to be challenging, but I'm thrilled. I'm excited. I'm ready to hit the ground running. This will be a new challenge for me in my life. But it's something that I'm really, really looking forward to. Like I said, I get a chance to shadow a phenomenal athletic director in Coach Mills until his last day. And I'm really looking forward to continuing to build more and more relationships in the community. I look forward to continuing to do the Cardinal Conversation and things like this, to hopefully just continue to get the word out about MAC athletics and all the great programs we have over there, and continue to get more and more support from the community.
Mike, we'll certainly be in touch. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Glenn. Really appreciate it.
Congratulations once again.
Thanks.
Mike Overman, the new Mineral Area College Athletic Director, and this has been the Cardinal Conversation tonight, the last one until August here from Hubs Pub and Grill in Bonterre. Thank you so much to Brandon Hubbard for allowing us to do the show again this year, and we hope and expect to do it again next year. Thank you for listening all season long. Thanks to Will Cheshire back at the studio engineering and operating. And you know what? Thanks to Roy Henson. He is the man. He's here tonight as well. Until next time, I'm Glenn Johnson for Regional Radio Sports. Have a great night. They're going to hold for the final shot of the half. We're down to 5 seconds to play. Inside out they go. Casey for three. You know it. Lady Rebels stretch it out right before the break. Buzzer sounds. Central with a 14-point lead at 29-15. Three, two, one. The Central Lady Rebels have done it. They've won their first ever state championship game, and they do it in dominating fashion over Cardinal Ritter, 55-19.
Clark, who's been on fire, the three, bang! And Missouri extends it on the West Clark three.
Just in front of the 10-foot line, Jackie Versman pounds it. And Clark holds house that time! Both of them got upstairs and sent it right back to her. 21-18, St. Vincent leads in the first set.
The pitch to Mackenzie Caroline, swinging a ground ball, base hit up the middle. Mackenzie Caroline has done it again. She hits her team to the state championship with her third straight walk-off RBI base hit. It's unbelievable. West County is going to the state title game.
You've been listening to a presentation of Regional Radio Sports.